different.
Okay. Okay, and then after he dove in, he'd have to where she was.
Swim, he'd have to swim to where she was.
Or swam.
Yeah, yesterday he...
Swam out to
okay. Where she was. Okay. Then if he wanted to get back on his tree, you'd say that he probably, after that, he got up and...
Climbed?
Yeah. Is that what you'd say?
Climbed the tree.
Okay. Okay. If you want to examine something that's, say, right on the ground, you're looking maybe little shoots or something like that, you'd have to sort of get down like this and look at it. What'd you say? You
kneel.
Okay. And yesterday you
knelt.
Okay. Is that what you'd say?
Same thing.
Okay. If you were real tired and you weren't gonna maybe go take a nap, you'd say that I'm gonna go up and
nap.
Or
sleep.
Or
snooze.
Or maybe you didn't want to go to sleep, you just wanted to rest for a while. You'd say I'm gonna go
relax.
Lay down.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Okay, if you have a real sort of shiftless type that doesn't even want to get up at all, you can say that he in bed all day. What would you say about that? He
stayed?
Or
slept?
Or didn't even sleep. He was too shiftless even to sleep. He just
lounged.
Okay. Okay. If you're asleep and you're imagining things that are happening, things are happening to you really aren't happening, you can say that last night you
dreamt.
Okay. And of course that ends when ended when you
woke up.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody is real impatient and sort of sitting here doing this. You can say that he's doing what to the floor?
Tapping.
Well, not tapping. I'm being polite. But if you're not being polite and really making a lot of noise.
The child gets angry.
Stamps?
Yeah.
Stomping his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a baby, let's see, first, usually, they learn to sit up, and then ultimately they learn to walk. But what do they do between when they stand up?
Crawl.
Or?
Crawl.
Okay.
Creep or
crawl.
Which?
I'd say creep, I think.
You'd say crawl?
Yeah, I think I'd say crawl.
Okay. Say a young fellow meets a young lady at the dance or something like that, and they seem to be getting along, and he might ask her, can I
take you home?
Yeah. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get home.
Okay. Okay. When you have horses in front of a horse-drawn vehicle, what they do obviously is they do what to the vehicle?
Draw it.
Or
pull it.
Okay. And if you had horses for some reason behind them, the guy puts the cart before the horse, presumably he'd have the horse
push.
He'd still be pulling it.
All right. Well, let's say a truck gets stuck in the mud or something like that, and you want to get him out. What do two people say? Two, three people come around and they do what to the
push
truck?
It.
Okay. You got a bunch of luggage, say, you want to take to, well, say you're in an airport or something like that. You can say that, what did you do to all this luggage that you had to carry along? You say you carried it, but what else could you say?
Packed it.
Okay. Okay. If you wanted to say
that's
that.
That's not my way of expressing it, but a lot of people do express it.
How would you say it?
I wouldn't pack it, I'd carry it.
All right, okay.
But a lot of people pack it.
Okay.
They don't carry anything, you pack it.
If you wanted to say the dog to go get the newspaper, what would you tell the dog to do?
Go fetch it.
Okay.